Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Acting Attorney General.
This is such a great conversation about America, our future, what's going to save our republic.
We have a great football player. Matt Whitaker is here. Matt.
They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a seed.
It's a touchdown. Whitaker.
Former acting U.S. Attorney General.
Under President Trump.
I'm going to be an unwavering supporter of law enforcement.
Welcome to Liberty and Justice with your host, Matt Whitaker.
Welcome to Liberty and Justice. I'm your host, Matt Whitaker. Greetings from California, where I stopped on my way back from Australia. We are going to have a special treat for you. I gave a speech in Australia where I talked about a lot of the principles that work for America and the American people, and I would like you to enjoy this. This is my speech from CPAC Australia, thank you for turning in to Liberty and Justice. Remember, every Friday, 7 p.m., you can watch this show on CPAC Now. Otherwise, every place good podcasts are distributed. Otherwise, of course, Whitaker.tv is your place to see this show and all of my other shows and media appearances. So thank you, God bless, and good luck to you, and see you next week.
Australia CPAC, how are we doing today? How about another great reception for Nigel? What a warrior for conservative values. So if I was our current president, Joe Biden, this is the moment that I would take the handheld mic and put it right to my mouth so you could hear what I was saying. But I'm not. I'm a proud Des Moines, Iowan, and much like you, it doesn't take much for our voices to be heard. We're first in the nation picking presidents, and we are also proudly conservative, where conservative values and conservative policies are causing the people of my home state to flourish. And so if we could just repeat what we're doing right in Iowa, and in a small enclave of 3 million people in the United States, this world would be a better place because it's lower taxes, less regulation, more freedom. In fact, Ronald Reagan said it best. He said, and I will quote, "There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts." And isn't that what we're feeling? Isn't that what the last several years of the China virus COVID experience has been? Is an expanding government, and the physics of that is a retreating individual liberty? And isn't that why we're all gathered here today? Is to take just a little bit of that freedom, a little bit of that liberty back. We're not to the call and response part of this. We'll get to that, and I appreciate the enthusiasm. But isn't it true that whether you are an Australian or an American or any other freedom-loving person around this world, that our countries are great, and the greatest days of our countries have not been a result of our government? No, the greatest days of Australia, the greatest days of the United States of America, the greatest days of really freedom-loving people all over this world have been because of their people, not their governments, their people. It is because of the warm hearts of the Australian people that you have been there when fascism needed to be defeated in the world wars. It is because of the people of this great country, not the government. And it's the same way in the United States. In fact, if you look at the foundational documents of the United States of America, whether it is our wonderful Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and even the famous Gettysburg Address that President Abraham Lincoln gave to consecrate and to dedicate the battleground of the Gettysburg battlefield. Each one of those documents uniquely says, we the people, We, the people of the United States, not we, the government of the United States, but a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from this earth. But it is not guaranteed. And this is what I continue to remind my fellow citizens in the United States of, that our liberty guaranteed in our foundational documents is truly not guaranteed. If they are not willing to pick up the mantle like the Olympic torch and carry it forward to the next generation, defending that flame of liberty every step of that movement, every step of the way, we must defend that flame of freedom because it is easily put out. The left is desperate to put out the flame of liberty. And why is that? Why does the left so hate individual liberty, the people being sovereign? It's because of power. The left desperately wants power. They want to consolidate power, whether it's in the EU, whether it's in Washington, D.C., they want to consolidate this power so that they can dictate the rules, so that they can dictate how you live your life, so that they can dictate that you wear a mask on an airplane, so that they can dictate that you get what you all call a jab. We call it a shot. Same thing. Same consequence. But that's what the left wants. And let's go through the policies. Let's contrast the policies of the left. First of all, in the left, they want to defund law enforcement. They want to get rid of the police. They want to fundamentally reimagine law enforcement in the United States. And as we've seen that policy implemented in the United States, what has happened? Crime has skyrocketed. That's also a physics equation. The less police you have enforcing the laws, the more crime you have. It's really extraordinary how that works. It's surprising that politicians on the left don't appreciate that. But the American people are unfortunately feeling the results in that. And what does the right believe in the United States? We believe that every community should be safe, that every child should be able to play safely in their front yard without fear of violence or violent crime. It's not what we have in our major cities right now, and it's a shame. And it was easily prevented. What else does the left believe? The left believes in open borders. Remember, people don't migrate. Birds migrate. Think about that. The left has fundamentally changed the wording of border protection to talk about migration. You are not a sovereign country. You are not a country at all if you don't have borders to defend. The American people right now, rightly so, on the right, are upset because we're spending billions of dollars to defend the borders of Ukraine, and we're not spending those billions of dollars defending our own border. And it's a shame, and it's an intentional policy, and it's leading to all the cataclysmic events we're seeing happening in the United States. We also believe in lower taxes, entrepreneurship, small business owners, limited regulation on those small business owners. But what does the left believe? They believe in regulatory schemes that protect companies like Facebook. Isn't it amazing how an entrepreneurial company like Facebook can suddenly become a monopolistic company that wants to regulate everybody else? Why? Because they can afford more lawyers and more lobbyists. And the next revolutionary technology isn't going to be able to compete with that, with just a good idea. It's a shame that our politicians play that game, but that's what they do. What else does the right and the left, what do we disagree on? Well, we think that a family is a mom and a dad. We think that a family is the core and fundamental piece to a working democracy, to a working republic like we have in the United States at times. But as they've tried to deteriorate the family, take the parents out of education, not encouraging work and savings. We've seen that family deteriorate, and therefore we've seen our society unfortunately become less and less. The left is also trying to take God out of our republic. You know, the United States oftentimes, at least through the eyes of many of our fellow citizens, views the United States as blessed, as a unique place that's blessed by God, much like you believe that Australia is a unique place that's been blessed by God, and that you should accept those blessings and be grateful for them, be thankful for them, express that gratitude. The left wants to take God out of everything. If they could, they would take out "In God We Trust" off the U.S. dollar. And because they don't trust God, they trust big, institutional, powerful organizations that they control. It's really very striking in the last week that I've been here how similar not only our opportunities are as a people, but that our challenges are, and how similar the left is trying to erode the values that we stand for as conservatives. It is really a similar fight that we all must join. And I spoke earlier when I was up here on the stage with Matt Schlapp about how we all need to do more than we've ever done, that it's not going to get easier. As the Navy SEALs often say, the only easy day was yesterday. And it is so appropriate in this venue at this time, because the left is on the march. Government wants to expand, and the liberty-loving people like you and me and our compatriots are what's left to stand in the gap and defend that freedom. You know, Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers in the United States of America, was part of the Constitutional Convention. And he walked out of the Constitutional Convention after crafting this beautiful, elegant document that stood up almost 250 years. And he was asked by someone, "What have you created? Have you created a monarchy? Have you created a democracy?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And that's where we all stand at this moment of human history, is can we keep it? Can we do enough as the people, as the sovereign, to protect what our forebears have handed us and granted us? Can we take that torch of liberty? Can we advance that torch and hand it to the next generation? Or are we just going to be a footnote in history that when liberty needed a fight, there was no one to stand there and fight on behalf of liberty? So it's up to us. It's up to the United States of America. It's quite frankly up to Australia. And it's up to everyone in this world that believes in freedom and believes in liberty and believes in individual responsibility. I know that if we come together in groups like this around this globe as a CPAC movement, as a liberty movement, I know that our best days are ahead of us. God promises that. God will guarantee that. But we have to do the work. And so it is my great honor to be here to join with you in this moment, in this movement, and to just say, may God not only continue to bless the United States of America, but may God continue to bless this beautiful country that is Australia. Thank you so much.